words from the gospel.
Jesus, shepherd, in the name of God, source, word, and life-giving spirit. Amen. At Thursday evening Zoom Compline, I mentioned that I had run out of shepherd stories.
So Brooke kindly sent me a video clip for my
sermon. A sheep had fallen down a long, deep trench that had been dug for a utility pipe. With all his might, a young boy is pulling a hind leg of the sheep, slowly extracting it from the trench. When the rear end is unstuck, the rest of the sheep follows quickly. Freed but frightened, the sheep bolts, dashing alongside a fence before making a graceful leap high into the air and down into the trench again, back where it started. Brooke noted that everyone she knows who work with sheep have remarked that they are not very smart and often seem determined to hurt themselves. In the context of our gospel and the tradition of associating the church as God's flock, we find ourselves in a rather unflattering comparison. The people of God, a lowly flock prone to self-harm and in desperate need of a caring and patient. I am the good shepherd. Examine the two interpretations offered in our gospel, and I want to ask what these interpretations might mean in our lives. Our gospel begins with the words, "I am the good shepherd." Chapter 10, verse 11 is actually the beginning of an explanation of a parable that is found in verses 3 to 5. The parable reads, "The shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Commentator Raymond Brown notes that in John's gospel, there is a pattern. When Jesus tells a short parable, it is followed by a failure to understand by the hearers. This misunderstanding allows Jesus to further explain what he means. Although it may sound strange to our ears, Brown suggests model shepherd is a more helpful translation of the text, as good is such a wide-ranging adjective. Jesus is our model, not only for the leaders of the church, the shepherds of today, but also for the sheep. And our two interpretations will point out why. First, Jesus is the model shepherd because he is willing to die to protect his sheep. In this season of Eastertide, we immediately think back to the events of Holy Week and Good Friday, which were called the betrayal, mock trial, and crucifixion of Jesus. Alongside the model shepherd, there are the figures of the hired hand and the wolf. In John's gospel, the animosity between Jesus and his opponents is intense. His teaching is deeply divisive. Some marvel at his signs, others want to stone him. Behind the figures of the hired hand, we find a critique of Jesus' opponents, a critique that focuses on the idea that they take life from the sheep rather than give life. In this comparison, the opponents of Jesus let the sheep be preyed upon by evil, the wolf that devours and scatters. Unlike his opponents, Jesus, the model shepherd, comes to give life. And he is prepared to do that with a love so great that he will lay down his own life for his sheep. The second interpretation of "I am the model shepherd" focuses on the shepherd's intimate knowledge of his sheep. the model shepherd calls us by name. We hear his voice and we follow him. This intimacy in the relationship between sheep and model shepherd is patterned on the intimacy that Jesus shares with the Father. In John's gospel, all of Jesus' work, his signs, his preaching, his whole ministry is grounded in the union of Jesus with his Father. The purpose of Jesus' intimate knowledge is to bring his followers into the intimacy that he shares with God. The point of the second interpretation of the model shepherd is to show how the intimate knowledge of Jesus draws his followers into union with God and with each other. The two interpretations of the model shepherd are important for our own lives. Taken together, they are intended to remind us that Jesus will care for us because he knows us and he is willing to give everything to rescue us. We know that as sheep, we get lost, confused, and can be quite helpless. We are like that sheep stuck down in the trench. There are times in life when we are pressed from every side, and it seems like we are face down in the dirt. And there just doesn't seem to be any way of escaping from life in the trenches. In these moments of darkness, the image of the model shepherd reminds us that Jesus comes. In the synoptic gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus leaves the 99 sheep to come and rescue the one who is lost. The emphasis is on the fact that Jesus is searching for us. His love will not be held back. He will come, and when he finds us wedged in a trench, he will do all that he can to free us. It might take some pulling, and although Jesus comes in gentleness, we might find ourselves being dragged out of the trench, kicking and screaming. Other times, we will hear the voice and cry, "I am down here, and I don't know how to get out, but please, oh please, come and get me." But most importantly, we must remember that when we find ourselves back in that trench, or perhaps in a new one, Jesus, our model shepherd, will come and free us. We read in our Gospels that Jesus is followed by great crowds, but that he is a reluctant celebrity. Nevertheless, when he sees the crowds, he has compassion on them because they are like sheep without a shepherd, and he sits down to teach. We are the crowds, and I find it incredible that he is not only teaching us how to be good sheep, but he is leading us in how to be shepherds too. As followers of Jesus, we are being invited into the life of the model shepherd. It is a comfort to know that we do not depend on our care being offered by God when we do right. We do wrong, and the model shepherd seeks us when we are far away. His voice guides us back into the intimate knowledge that we are called by name. But at the end of the day, we are being asked to move from sheep to shepherd. Shepherds who model their lives on the intimacy of the Father and Son and the willingness to lay down our life for love. We are being asked to dwell in the love of God for his people, found in his Son, and being asked to love as we have been loved. When we start that journey, we begin the journey of freeing others from their trenches and leading them to green pastures as well. Amen.